I've got our reporter Roopa Shenoy in the studio with me. Hey, Roopa.
Hi, Marco. I'm here to tell you about stories I have running on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear this. This show, The World, is about obviously the world, and it's about America's place in it. And in that sense, these stories that you're about to give us might be the most world stories ever.
I think so. This year, 2019, marks 400 years since the English colonies entered the international slave trade. This is an industry with a huge, horrible legacy. It was the biggest forced migration in the history of the world. And the world is still dealing with the fallout. But a lot of people only know about this history through movies.
Suppose they pass a law, taking away your liberty, making you a slave.
That ain't a supposable case.
Laws change, Epps. Universal truths are constant.
Could you take Django there and take him around the grounds here and show him all the pretty stuff?
As you please, be there.
Django isn't a slave.
Your Honor, here are the true owners of these slaves.
Those were moments from In Order, 12 Years a Slave, Django Unchained, and Amistad.
Movies might give you a sense that we know a lot about what enslaved people experienced or who they were. But once you start to dig down and you try and get to specifics, you realize there isn't much there. Like when we try to understand who the first enslaved Africans were and what happened to them.
So set the scene for us, Roopa. What was happening in 1619?
You have to keep in mind that in 1619, Portuguese and Spanish were dominating the industry at that point.
And the English got involved at some point then too, right?
Right, but not in 1619. That's the point where Spanish and Portuguese actually claimed a monopoly on the international slave trade.
So how did the first enslaved Africans end up in the English colonies?
It's an interesting story, and we only really know about it because a lot of the records around the world of things like shipping receipts have been digitized in the last few years. Mm. And so people are piecing stuff together. What we know is that the first enslaved Africans to arrive in the English colonies originally came from what is now Angola. They had European names like Anthony, Isabella, William. Those were given to them by Catholic missionaries. And at some point, they were taken and they were forced to march 100 miles or more to the coast. And they were loaded onto a ship called the San Juan Bautista.
And where were they headed?
The colonies in Mexico. And they were almost there when they were overtaken by pirates.
Pirates, so maybe English pirates, perhaps?
Right. I actually talked to an expert on this, Boston University professor John Thornton.
Pirates are, you know, they're thieves that happen to live on sea. But what we're actually talking about is what is politely called privateering.
And remind us what privateering is.
Privateering is where a government gives private vessels permission to steal from other countries' ships. And it was actually really popular at the time.
So the San Juan Bautista, the ship gets overtaken by these pirate ships.
Yeah, and now because of Thornton, we know who those ships were. He identified the two of them. One was called the White Lion. The other was the Treasurer. And he discovered most of the captains and the crew were English. Thornton published an article on this in 2006.
Which, amazingly enough, was published 9 months after the day I finished typing it. It was really, shall we say, it was hot.
And apparently that's a really quick turnaround. English pirates took about 40 Africans off the San Juan Bautista and went to Virginia and sold them.
In Virginia, in Jamestown?
Good question. Because we're still dealing with holes in history, there's some debate, especially among local Virginians.
People ask me, why is the landing so important? And I tell them that to me, it's like your birth. You can only be born one time. Nobody can change that fact to fit their propaganda or marketing or promotion or tourism needs.
And that's tomorrow's story.
I really look forward to these stories tomorrow and Thursday, Roopa. Thanks very much for setting it up.
Thank you.
And that's where we're going to leave things today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks very much for being with us.